Bava Basra Paragimel Mishnah Zayin, continuing zoning laws, situations where there are chazakos and somebody's doing renovations and he's somehow affecting the neighbors, he's sticking things out over my courtyard, he's ruining my privacy, all kinds of things that happen when somebody next door decides to get a contractor and do some work. The Mishnah does not reference what happens if you don't get a permit from the Department of Buildings, but maybe that's because in the times of the Mishnah, expediters were everywhere to help you out. Lo yiftach adam chalonosav lechatzer hashotfin. A man is not allowed to open his windows, meaning he can't install a window in his house that faces a courtyard that is jointly owned. When people share a courtyard, it's understood that they don't get total privacy in the courtyard, because my partner can come into the courtyard anytime he wants to. But if I put a window facing that courtyard, then that's going to let everybody keep an eye on everything I do. I'm going to have no privacy whatsoever. So you can't build a window to the courtyard, even if you're one of the partners. Obviously, if you're not a partner in the courtyard, you certainly can't build a window facing the courtyard because you're violating the privacy of the owners. Lokach bayis bechatzar acheras. If somebody buys a house in a different courtyard, so I am a partner in one courtyard and I buy a house in the one next door that's adjoining, lo yiftachena lechatzar ashutvin. He can't add a back door to the next door house that will open into the courtyard that is shared. So I have a shared courtyard. I buy the house next door and want to make a back door that leads into the courtyard. Figuring I'll have the house and the courtyard. I'm a part owner in the courtyard, whole owner in the house. Why not? Why not? Because I'm going to increase the traffic flow into the first courtyard that's shared. As a result, I am hurting my partner by making it easier for me to use the courtyard and let a lot of extra people in that the other guy might not want to share, especially if the other house is jointly owned as well. Then I'm adding a second house to use the courtyard. Try to imagine a driveway that's supposed to be one person's driveway, and then I buy the next door house and open out into the driveway as well. Then I'm getting two shares of the driveway. And as we know from driveway fights in Marine Park, there is no way anybody's going to be okay with this. Bona aliyah al gabe beso. If somebody builds an attic on top of his house, lo yiftachena lechatzar hashutfin. He can't open the attic to put a staircase or something with a separate entrance that is going to go down into the courtyard that's jointly owned. Because if I have an attic with a separate entrance, I'm probably renting that second floor to some other guy. Now the some other guy is going to be using the joint courtyard as if he has a share in it, which he does not. So I cannot make all kinds of additional entrances to the courtyard that are going to hurt my partner without his permission. Ella Imratza, if he wishes, bona es hacheder lifnim mi beso. He could build a room within the house and subdivide the space that's inside the house. He can add to the number of occupants that live in the separate apartments that he's just created. He just can't make a second floor without a zoning permit. This would be very familiar to people in Brooklyn who have ever done construction, because you can't just continue enlarging things without getting consent from the neighbors. Ubon Ali al Gabe Beso, he could build an attic above his house and divide his house vertically, uposchel l'sof beso, so that the attic doesn't have a separate entrance to the outside of the building. You can only get to the attic by going through the inside of the house. In other words, you can't make extra entrances to the building, but you can add more people to the inside of the building as long as the outer structure isn't changed. So the zoning laws are not about maximum occupancy. The zoning laws are about how many entrances and exits are going to affect the shared courtyard, which is a different issue than we normally face when we're doing construction. Lo yiftach adam lechatzar shutfin pesach keneged pesach. Again, making alterations, he can't open into a jointly owned courtyard a doorway that is directly opposite the other doorway. So if my neighbor is on one side of the courtyard and has a door, and I'm about to build on the other side of the courtyard, and I want to build a door that faces his door, then I am peeking straight into his house, and that's going to violate privacy. It's going to violate Jewish modesty. If you remember the story about the Jews in the Midbar, we know that when the Jews were wandering the desert for 38 years, their tent doors did not align exactly with each other. They were offset so that nobody was looking directly into somebody else's house. Hopefully, the bungalow colonies are built the same way. V'chalon neged chalon. You can't build a window directly opposite your neighbor's window. Although a lot of our houses were built that way initially back in the 1930s, if you're a Jewish person building a house, you're not supposed to build it so that your window stares directly into their window. You are supposed to build it offline at least slightly, so you're not looking directly into it. The Mefarshim actually argue about whether it has to be slightly offline or very far offline. Either way, we're trying to preserve modesty and privacy. Haya Katan, if he had a small door opening into the courtyard, lo yasen ugadol, he can't make it enlarged to make it a big one, because again, that's going to hurt the privacy capabilities, because now there's this giant door with a big glass front staring into their house. Echad, if there was one door, lo ya'asen u'shnayim, he can't subdivide it into two smaller doors, even if the entrance size doesn't change. It is easier when you're using the courtyard to see if anybody's there. If one door is open, you can kind of peek. If you have two doors, then you might see that one's closed and you won't know the other one's open. So you can't make any changes that are going to infringe on the partner's privacy. But if he is installing a new door or window facing Rishus HaRabim, facing the public domain, he doesn't have to worry about the people across the street. If his door is directly opposite theirs, if his window is directly opposite their window, that is not a problem. However, if the neighbor's window is above Dalet Amos, above public view, then that might not be the case. If we don't intrude on their privacy if our downstairs windows are parallel, because he understands he already has no privacy. This camel driver is going by all day long. There's a bus passing by. Everybody's looking in your window. But if he has an upstairs window that nobody from the street level can see, and you build an upstairs window directly opposite that, that you may have a problem. Haya Katan, if it's a public domain facing window and it was small, Osa Osa Gadol, he can make it big, he can enlarge it. Echad, if he had one door, Osa Osa Shnayim, he can make it into two doors. Once you are facing the public property, then you don't have to worry about these privacy regulations, because anything facing the public domain is not private already as it is, so you haven't got such an issue. We know that from the fact that in the discussion in the Chumash, in the Navi Bilam, was talking about Matzvo Alecha Yaakov, that nothing faces anything else, there was no Rishus HaRabim. It was all Rishus HaYachid, except for the encampment of the Levium. The Machane Levium was considered to be Rishus HaRabim, but everything else was considered like a jointly owned Bishutfis courtyard. So we learn Halachos from there. Mishnah Ches. You're not allowed to dig a hole under the public domain. If you start excavating under the street level, everything's going to cave in, and that is your problem. This applies, the Gemara tells us, to the middle of the road, because that's where the wagons go. Along the sides where people walk, then there's not a lot of weight on that part of Rishus HaRabim. So if you cover the hole very well, and it's not going to pose danger to the public, then you're okay. You also can't do boros, pits, shichin, ditches, uma'aros, and different kinds of holes, grottos or vaults underneath. Can't do them under Rishus HaRabim. You're causing problems for everybody. Rabbi Eliezer matir kidei shetehe agola mehaleches utu'una avodim. Rabbi Eliezer says, as long as the roadway is strong enough for a wagon loaded with stones to ride over it, then you can dig underneath. According to the Tanakhama, we're worried that the cover might rot away and nobody will know and it'll collapse. According to Rabbi Eliezer, as long as everything's still strong, you got them big giant Con Ed metal plates going across the roadway, then you're fine. Ein motzin zizin, you're not allowed to extend protrusions. We had that a few Mishnahs ago. Ugizuz traos, or ledges, which are a little larger extensions. Zizin are small ledges. Gizuz traos are longer ones. That's a tongue twister. Lursus rabim, into the public domain, because passersby might stumble on them. Now, if it's tall enough that a rider on top of a camel would still be underneath the ledge, so it's all the way up 20 feet in the air and you have no fear that anybody's going to bang their head on it, then you don't have to worry. But if it's low enough that somebody might walk into it, that somebody might trip over it, then you can't make one of these. Ela imratza, but if he wants, kones latok shalo umotzi. He can recess the wall a little bit and he can go into his own property and then put a ledge out that goes up until Rishus HaRabim. So if he wants to put out a 3-foot ledge, he has to withdraw 3 feet into his property and then put the ledge. He doesn't have to worry about people tripping over it because it's his Rishus HaYachid. They have no business walking there anyway. Even though traffic may go over into the recess of the wall, it's private property and he can't worry. By the way, the Gemara does say, and we'll see this later in Parak Vav, if he did recess his wall, he has ceded the extra area to Rishus HaRabim and he can't take it back. He can't re-extend the wall again when he changes his mind. So you have to be very careful before you start making boundary changes, because it might not work to your benefit. Lokach Chotzer, if he buys a courtyard, and in it already uba zizin are these small ledges, ugezuz traos or these larger ledges, hareza b'cheskasa, then they retain their status. We assume that the guy who sold b'chatzer got zoning variances to put them in. He's got a C of O. We assume that everything is done properly. Although we don't know if he legitimately did it or not, the court claims on his behalf that they were done legally. So if there is a pre-existing grandfathered-in situation, we don't worry that he has to go get new permits. And if the wall collapses, he can rebuild it even with the ledges, even though he's rebuilding it out of new materials. If everything falls in, he still has that waiver because it was there before he bought it.